Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Inner Growth Podcast. I'm your host, Carolina, and I hope you're having a beautiful day. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so excited that you are listening. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about magnetism and 11 different tips that I have to help you connect more deeply with your authentic self so that you can become a magnet for all the things that align with that best version of you. So with all of that said, let's jump into the episode. And before we do, I apologize in advance. The audio from my microphone did not save once I finished recording, which is a bummer, but I have the audio from my camera. So that's what we're going to be using today. And hopefully you're still able to enjoy the episode and get tons of value from it. So with all of that said, let's get into it and let's get growing.
Okay, so let's get started. The first step into becoming more magnetic is allowing yourself to take space and own your light. So many of us spend so much time dimming ourselves down so that we can be more acceptable or so that people aren't gonna judge us. But truly, in order to be magnetic in the most effective way, you have to allow yourself to be who you are so that you can draw those things that align with the truest version of you. Because if you're constantly trying to mold yourself to fit what you think people want you to be, then you're going to be drawing things in that align with that version of you. And that's not truly your most authentic self. So one really, really important step is just allowing yourself to be unapologetically who you are and to remove all these fears from your head that keep you small, that keep you dimming your own light. So in a way, that comes down to realizing that people are probably gonna have opinions, people might judge you, and that's totally outside of your control. Even if you try and try and try to mold yourself, people are probably also gonna have opinions about that version of you. So you might as well just be exactly who you are and who you want to be and realize that judgment happens either way. So you might as well just choose yourself. And the best way to learn how to step into your own light is to speak kindly to yourself. Is to affirm good things, is to be your best friend in how you talk to yourself. Because most of the time, we are our biggest critic. We are the ones beating ourselves up, we are the ones judging ourselves, and then we project that outwards and we think that other people are doing it, but really, we're the ones doing it the most. So that is something very powerful that you have under your control. So choose to be kind to yourself. Choose to look in the mirror and compliment something about yourself. Choose to count your accomplishments and to see all the things that you've done so far and to really build yourself up with this positive self-talk. And I think a lot of people have resistance around this, around bringing themselves up and affirming themselves and doing affirmations. But honestly, don't knock it until you try it and figure out a way that works for you. Maybe it's doing it when you're looking in the mirror and saying some nice things about yourself. Maybe it's saying these things as you're falling asleep and closing your eyes and saying them in your head. Maybe it's writing them on your notebook while you have breakfast. Or maybe it's just putting these affirmations on your phone background so your subconscious is constantly absorbing that information every time you open up your phone. So it doesn't really matter the how, it just matters that you do it because it does add up over time and it's gonna be uncomfortable at first. But if you start doing it consistently, your self-talk is gonna improve so much and you're also going to start inevitably allowing yourself, giving yourself permission to be more authentically you. Because if you accept yourself, it doesn't really matter if other people do or if other people judge you. Your self-acceptance is the most important. Okay, moving on to tip number two. One of the most underrated things you can do that will automatically make you magnetic is being a good listener. When you're talking to someone and you're constantly interrupting them, changing the topic back to yourself, or just not letting someone else speak, it doesn't draw people in as much. People might get frustrated with you, your communication might not be as good, and your relationships won't be as deep either. So really working on your listening skills and developing the ability to be an active listener and someone who genuinely holds space for other people will make you more magnetic. It will draw people into you who also are good listeners and who match up with that energy of enjoying deep conversations, of enjoying depth in relationships. So yeah, don't forget the power of listening as something that shows confidence and shows compassion and kindness. Okay, number three is gratitude. Learn to stay grateful and count your blessings every single day. And I've talked about this in my previous episode where we were talking about abundance, but staying grateful, in my opinion, is the biggest manifestation force, because you're signaling to the universe that you are already so happy with everything that it's giving you and everything that already exists in your life. And by realizing all this abundance, you automatically, one, feel more abundance, then two, draw in more abundance. And that is the definition of being a magnet for good things. Develop a gratitude practice, whether that means just expressing gratitude for something when it happens. Like if someone cooks you dinner, verbalize your gratitude day, or just take a moment when you're feeling really grateful and just be like, oh my gosh, I am so grateful for you, or I'm so grateful for this, and really speak it out into existence, write it out, and connect with this vibration. Okay, number four is know that you always have a lot of options. This ties in again with abundance. If you tell yourself that you have limited options, you put yourself in this very frazzled, very stressed out energy. That contracts your energy, that contracts you, that makes you feel a lot of lack. So by reminding yourself that you have a lot of options, you have a lot of time, you don't have to rush into anything, it'll allow you to sink into a more peaceful energy, tap into your feminine a little bit more as well, and at the same time, give you a little bit more time to tune in to your intuition about what it is that you actually want to do. And just realizing that you have all these options, you have all these opportunities, you have all this time, there's no need to stress out, there's no need to over worry, there's no need to rush around. And if you realize that there's all these options available out there, you can focus on your energy so that you can become a match to what it is that you want, because what you want exists out there. It's one of the many options. Okay, tip number five is try to stay more open instead of closed off. I feel like so many of us tend to close ourselves off, especially through our phone, like when we're walking around or in the elevator or in the line for a coffee shop, where we're just like scrolling on our phone. We look up, we order our drink, we look down, we walk away, we put back our headphones. We're in the subway, in the elevator, in all these different moments, just closed off energetically because we're either consuming content or scrolling or texting or something like that. And I have recently learned about the power of staying open from some of my really good friends who, when they go somewhere, you know, they just automatically make a friend, or they just create a connection, like this micro moment of connection with someone around them, because they stayed open, because they weren't distracted or self-soothing with their phone. A perfect example is like my friend will walk into an elevator and she'll just be like, oh, what floor are you going to? And then she'll press the button for that person. Automatically, that person smiles, opens himself up as well, says, have a nice day. And so ever since I realized this, I've started to implement this more in my life, where I'll do that. I'll ask someone what floor they're going to in the elevator, or I'll just try to not always have headphones on, though I do love music and podcasts when I'm running errands. But I just try to like give someone a friendly smile, or just like pick up conversation with someone random. And that comes out of also my energy, right? And keeping an open energy, so people also feel drawn to be kind to you and to be friendly, instead of picking up this energy that you are just not available and closed off. So yeah, it comes down to your body language, to not distracting yourself all the time. Like literally the other day, a couple days ago, I was at Bloomingdale's looking for some shoes, and as I was walking around, I wasn't like scrolling or doing anything like that, and this woman turned to me and she was like, oh my gosh, I love your dress, it's so pretty, where is it from? And we just had a beautiful interaction because she approached me and I was open to it, and I wasn't like mean or unkind or unfriendly to her. You know, I was like, oh, actually I rented it on Nuuly, let me find out the brand. And then like I went into the fitting room and I checked and it was Free People, and then I found her again and I was like, hey, my dress is from Free People. She was like, oh my gosh, you're so nice, thank you so much. It's in these little things that we often brush off as annoying or an inconvenience or a distraction, and maybe it could be a moment of connection where an opportunity comes into your life. You really never know, so focus on staying open. Tip number six is slow down, baby. Slow down. When you think about a confident person, do you see them rushing around in the street, like running to catch a subway? Like, do you see them as someone who looks frazzled? I would guess that the answer is no. Most of the times when we think of a confident person, or we see a confident person, that person is at ease. That person is at peace. They're moving with calm and with ease, and they're just walking slowly. They're doing things slowly. They're talking a little bit slower. So try to slow down. Realize that you have a lot of time to do all the things you want to do, so there's no need to rush. Give yourself time to get ready. Give yourself time to get somewhere. Give yourself time to do things so that you're not constantly rushing to get there and running late and all these things. This is something I've worked a lot on, and I'm still consciously working on, because I have a lot of fire in me and I'm constantly wanting to do a lot of things. And I think that's a great quality. It helps me do a lot. But at the same time, I don't want to always be rushing. And I have found that I feel better and I look better when I am slowing down and going about my day with more peace and calm. Okay, number 7, keep a growth and a learner's mindset. Don't be that person that's like, oh, I already know everything there is to know. Or, you know, you're talking to someone and you're like, I already know what you're gonna say. No, stay open and realize that you're a lifelong learner and there are so many things that you don't know. So lower your ego a little bit and open yourself up, open your mind, ask people questions, get curious, read books, listen to podcasts, just learn. Stay open to learning. And also, if someone is telling you something you've never heard, something you don't know much about, don't act like you know the truth already. Realize that you can learn from someone else, they can learn from you. We're always constantly absorbing new information, and being curious is attractive. Being curious is magnetic too. It's gonna allow you to draw in new knowledge, to draw in new opportunities, to draw in new connections that will help you grow, that will help you become better. So don't be that person that's so stubborn and so closed off, and it's like, I already know everything. You know, don't think you know all the answers. Realize you probably don't, and that will be way better for you than if you just act like you already know it all. Okay, up next, give the things that you want other people to give to you to yourself. That applies to attention, that applies to self-care, that applies to validation. A lot of the times we feel lack in our lives and we feel insecure and we don't feel good about ourselves because we're constantly waiting for other people to give to us what it is that we deserve, what it is that we want, what it is that we really feel we need in that moment. For example, if you just hit a milestone, you just accomplished something big in your life, congratulate yourself. Celebrate yourself, validate yourself, tell yourself, I am so proud of me, I'm so proud of us, we did it. Take yourself out to lunch, buy yourself a little treat, it doesn't matter, but give that love to yourself. And something that can be really, really helpful in general with giving the things that you want other people to give to you to yourself is thinking about your love language, and the things that you typically give to other people might be clues into what you actually love receiving. So if you're someone who tends to do a lot of acts of service for other people and likes helping out and likes doing favors for people, maybe that means, you know, you can take care of yourself by doing favors for yourself, like keeping your space clean, doing weekly home resets, doing hair masks, those kinds of things. If you're someone who loves cooking for other people, cook more for yourself. If you are someone who loves giving cards and words of encouragement to other people, give those more to yourself. Journal more, say those affirmations, and really think about that. And also, you know, think about those moments when you're like, oh, I really wish that person would do this for me. Go and do that thing for yourself. And of course, you know, in our relationships, ideally, you know, it feels like an equal exchange of energy. But at the same time, I have found in my own personal life that the more I have given the love languages that I seek from other people to myself, the more complete, the more whole that I feel, and the happier I feel, and the more confidence I exude, and just the more magnetic I become, because I know that I have my own back. I know that I can just give myself what I need, and therefore I'm feeling more in touch with myself, and that just helps you become more confident and magnetic. And that applies, as I said, to self-care and also to just giving yourself attention. Instead of constantly ignoring yourself and scrolling your phone and giving everything to everyone else, give yourself the attention that you deserve, or more than you maybe have in the past, and that will also help you become more magnetic. The next tip is optimism and enthusiasm is sexy. I have this quote on a vision board that I have in Florida, and it says, the key to success is enthusiasm. And I just love that quote so much. And it's just a good reminder that allowing yourself to get giddy, to tap into that inner childlike joy and excitement about the little things, it's so sexy, it's so confidence boosting, and it's so magnetic to just be like excited about life and to allow yourself to be positive. People who complain a lot, who see life through a victim mindset, who are constantly focused on the negative, that's not gonna serve those people And if you surround yourself with those people, that's also gonna affect your energy. So this also ties in with try to surround yourself with positive people as much as you can. But when it comes to the choices you make, choose to be positive. Choose to not be a complainer. That is an energy that draws better things in, because like attracts like. So when you're focusing on the good things in your life, you're gonna draw in better things as well. Just try your best to do that, you know? Obviously, if life isn't always perfect, we're gonna have hardships, we're gonna have struggles, or there are going to be difficult moments. The reality of life is that there's suffering and there's joy and there's beauty and there's pain, there's all these things, but you are in control how you choose to see life. And that's what creates your reality, your perspective. So choose to see the good, choose to focus on that. And as a magnet, right, you will draw in more positive things. You will start to notice more positive things. You will start to draw in better and better manifestations. Okay, the next tip is realize that you are already whole and worthy. Anyone who comes into your life isn't your missing puzzle piece. They're not your one. You're already the one. You are already enough. And anyone who comes in just adds a little bit more. You are already a bright room full of light. And if someone comes into your life, they just add a couple more light bulbs. They just add a new lamp. They don't just turn on the light switch. Your room is already lit up. Think of yourself as a watercolor that's already full of beautiful shades of colors. And if someone comes into your life, they just add a couple new shades. But you are already the watercolor. You are already enough. You already have these amazing qualities inside of you. And anyone who comes in just adds more. So when you start to see yourself in that way, you put less pressure on your relationships. You also start to realize that your relationship with yourself is the most important, and that's what affects all the other relationships that you have. So when you focus on your relationship with you, all of the other things in your life improve at the same time. Okay, and then my last tip for today is be intentional with what you write and with what you say. The stories that we tell ourselves and that we tell other people becomes the stories that we live in. And so be really, really careful with what you say, and choose to say good things. Choose to tell yourself good stories. Choose to put out into the world what it is that you want, not what you don't want or not what you don't like. Focus on that, because like attracts like, as I said. And if you want to draw in good things, you want to focus on speaking good things out, emanating good energy with your words, with the stories you tell, and with how you see other people, life, opportunities, etc. So choose to stay on that positive story. And remember, you are the protagonist of your life, but you are also the narrator of your life. So choose to narrate your life in a positive light, and a lot can change. All right, you guys, that is it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed. I hope it left you feeling inspired. As I've said a couple of times in previous episodes, definitely head over to YouTube to subscribe if you want to support the podcast and the show. I am leaning on taking your growth into more of a YouTube channel direction, so that's one of the best things you can do to be in the loop of content and also to support us. So that would mean the world to me. And also would be super curious to know what you thought of the episode, if you want to drop a comment on the YouTube video. And with all of that said, I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day. And don't forget to water yourself, take care of yourself, and we'll chat soon. Bye.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals, only at Smoothie King.